Take a real, honest, hard-working man. Put a real, honest beer in his hand. A natural brew with nothing to hide. Made with three generations of beer brewing pride.
You got a real, honest beer-drinking man. With a U.C. beer in his hand.
No phony flavorings in UC. No phony syrups. No phony anything. Utica Club. There's nothing phony about it.
WPEN knows what it's all about. Personality in Buffalo.
WBEN Buffalo, New York.
That's beautiful.
Mickey Gravine plays the trombone for us with the Godfrey Men under Jerry Alter's. Teresa Brewer and Richard Hayes here today. And a group of students of Professor Kahn of Lehman College, who have come, as they do every two or three months, to learn how not to do radio programs. And they will be instructed today, watching this one. Teresa, have you ever heard Mickey play our theme song the way he would really like to play it?
I don't believe so.
Listen. Mickey, if you please. I thought you'd like to know, Mickey, that I'm sending a tape of that to Lawrence Welk. He's auditioning you for his orchestra.
He said wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful. Richard, let's you and I open things today.
If we can follow that, yes.
Falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way.
You gotta try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness of narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street.
Don't you walk around the down and out, calling the helping hand instead of doubt.
And the kindness that you show every day,
every day,
will help someone down the way. You gotta try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness of narrow-minded people on a narrow-minded street.
That's
song came out of 71, didn't it? Wasn't that written in 71? I didn't hear it mentioned the other night on the Grammy thing. I wonder why not. It's a good one.
I didn't watch the Grammys. Did I win?
I did. No, you didn't win, no.
Glad I didn't watch it.
No.
It was good.
You didn't win, but...
I watched West Side Story instead.
Oh.
Did you watch that?
No, I was at the Grammys.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah,
oh.
I was there.
Well, I originally was in that gang.
In the West Side gang?
Yeah.
What were you doing over there?
Well, it's my life story.
Get out of here. You come from East Side, Brooklyn.
No. I was Maria in that story.
Yeah. Hey, not many years ago, the sports world was excited about a horse named Nashua. Anybody remember?
Sure.
You remember?
Andy remembers. He's got a picture of it in his wallet.
Ah, isn't that nice? And there was another time when he had a matched race with a horse called Swaps, remember? Swaps?
Yep.
Nashua's famous trainer, Sonny Jim Fitzsimmons. Gee, what a wonderful guy he was. He was a guest on my program shortly after that, and he told how Nashua insisted on drinking only Mountain Valley water. Our client, you remember?
Mm.
A couple of times in Florida and in New York, they ran out of Mountain Valley, and behind the horse's back, of course, they filled his bucket with something else. And he must have had a lot of donkey in him or something, because he just wouldn't touch that water. He refused to drink it until he went out and rustled up the genuine article.
Well, you know, you can lead a horse to water.
Yes, sir. And something else to culture. But Molly Cullum, who managed things for Elizabeth Arden, said that that wasn't at all unusual. Jewel's Reward. You remember that horse, Andy? One of Miss Arden's great horses was in Baltimore for a stakes race, and they ran short of Mountain Valley water there. Come time for water, the horse refused to drink the substitute. Molly said that she and a group, in the wee hours of the morning, located a pub and proceeded to pour several gallons into a bucket, all out of tiny bottles of Mountain Valley.
Hmm.
And that's when Jewel's Reward went on a sauce. Won the race, too. Funny thing about horses, they don't worry too much about wars or city strife or racism or transportation or taxes or busing. They have more time for basic things like the water they drink. Kind of horse sense. 99% of all users of Mountain Valley water are people, which is pretty good. It shows that a lot of people have horse sense.
Mm.
Wonderful water from the famous natural spring in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Try to locate some in your neighborhood and keep using it. It's pure, wonderful water. Very difficult to get anymore, and increasingly difficult. Unless you go to Hot Springs or buy Mountain Valley water, which comes from there. Incidentally, American Association for Health, Physical Education, and Recreation is meeting today in Houston, Texas. I wonder what'll come out of that meeting. I'd like to hear. Be interesting to hear what it's all about. I think what the class would like to hear is Teresa Brewer do her new big hit record, Somewhere There's Someone Who Loves You. This is a great tune, and it's Teresa Brewer's big new hit record.
Somewhere there.
love that song. I know what it is I keep thinking of now when she's singing it. You're nobody till somebody loves you.
Yes.
That's one
it
of
is,
them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of them.
But you can think of a dozen others, yeah, too. That's marvelous.
Well, it's a good song, and it's a big hit for Teresa.
Great. Hey, we have a request to do some blues. You guys want to play a little Tin Roof with me? I will get out the Gretsch here. You're going to pluck my Gretsch song.
Thank you.
Doctor. Says, why don't you fix that roof? It's leaking. He says, I can't. It's raining. I can't fix it. Says, why don't you fix it when it don't leak?
I love the blues.
No, wait, let him get out of that.
What did you say?
She's helping me. Leave me alone.
You forgot the punch, didn't you?
No, I followed it up. Yeah. Says, I can't fix it when it's raining. He says, why don't you fix it when it don't rain? He says, because when it don't rain, it don't leak.
Right.
Now, what was your story?
No story. I just love the blues.
Yeah, so do
Bessie
I. Bessie Smith. Did she do that one?
No, she didn't do. I don't think she did this one. But I'm going to do a couple of her things. And the new one.
I'd love to hear you do blues. You got one in your...
No, I didn't bring it. I don't know it yet.
Oh.
It's called your... A good old wagon, but honey, you done broke down or something like that.
That's about everybody.
I like that. Next time you come, bring it, will you?
I sure will.
This is a big undertaking, getting a new act together.
It is. You have to find all different types of material.
And are you dancing in the act?
Oh, yeah.
And it's all going to be unveiled in Las Vegas, huh?
I think so, yeah. Great. That will be the first place.
She sure is something, that Teresa, huh? She is something, and Sarah Lee, we're going to get into
Sarah
that
Lee.
Pie.
Oh, Sarah Lee! I reminded him of Sarah Lee.
We're going to get into that pie today. First, I got to do Bond clothes. We've got a most marvelous deep dish apple pie here that Sarah Lee bakes. Hmm. And they sent a couple of them, and the kids upstairs ruined one, and they sent one down for us. Bond, you know, this is the place that's famous for the two-pan suits. The home of the two-pan suits. How many times have you worn a suit on Monday and you figured to wear it again Thursday and you slap something on the pants and you can't do it? If you had a Bond two-pants suit, you could. And you know you can get a good Bond two-pants suit usually for even less than it costs for a single trouser suit in other places? I mean the same quality, too. Really good. Why? Because maker to shop to you through their own store. No middlemen. When it's time for you to buy the next suit, even these double-knit things, go look. Beautiful. Bond's clothing. There are 150 Bond stores in America. Gotta be one near you someplace. Richard, what kind of tunes do you have for us today?
I have an award-winning tune, if you'd like to hear one.
What's the name?
It won an Emmy about 2 years ago. Called Windmills of Your Mind.
In a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, for the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore, leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway, in the fragment of a song, half-remembered names and faces. but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
That's great, great.
And that won an, what do you call it?
An Oscar.
An Oscar?
Yeah, best moving picture song.
Oh.
Michel Legrand.
Let's talk about this apple pie, huh? You want to talk about it, you want to eat it?
Well, I'd rather live through the experience. It's a Stanislavski method of talking. You can't talk about something you haven't experienced.
You know, ordinarily, unless you have a...
You want to give me the pie?
A beloved who makes the crusts and it's delicious. You just can't eat a pie you buy. The crust is awful. They make it out of cardboard or something. But this crust, look at here. Mm. I'll sample it for you, Richard.
Don't get any.
Mm. You know what you do? You get this frozen. You buy it and it's frozen in a box. I got the box here. And it tells you on the box what to do with it. You preheat an oven to 400 degrees, and you remove this pie from the package. And while the oven is getting hot, you let the pie stand at room temperature. And after the oven has been heated to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, you just cut slips in the top crust with a knife, like Marianne did with that. And there's a marking on the crust to show you where to do that. Then you place the frozen pie on a cookie sheet in the center of the oven. The underside of the pie tin is coated to ensure bottom crust bakes evenly. Then you bake it until the top crust is golden brown, which should take about 45 to 55 minutes. And then you begin checking the color of the crust about after 30 minutes. Cool it, and it's ready to serve. This is apple pie the way you remember it. Generously filled with, and look at the apples in there, would you? And a touch of delicate spice. Well, you know, Sara Lee quality. What is it? Everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like
Sara Lee. Mm-hmm. That's true. Good stuff.
Hey, I got a cute letter from Santa Barbara, California, from a Marie Rouleau, who says, "Dear Arthur, before long it'll be goodbye, so I'd better get this in the mail to you at this time is short. I cut the enclosed clipping from our Santa Barbara News Press about a year ago, intending to send it to you, being of you often say that you wish to go at 90. No, 92, dear. I wish to be shot at 92 by a jealous husband. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she says, how about this, old boy? And here's the clipping she sent me. A 49-year-old man was arrested by city police last night. This was a year ago. On a charge of soliciting to commit murder on an 80-year-old man. The resident of a local hotel was apprehended after he allegedly offered a police officer a sum of money to kill a certain character. Earlier, the officer said, he had offered a ring and $150 to another hotel resident to kill this guy. Why was he mad? Because he had stolen his girlfriend. 80-year-old man had stolen his girlfriend. According to police, the man accepted the ring from the fella and then contacted officers. One officer returned with the man and allegedly was offered a check to cover part payment of the killing.
I'll give it the arrest right after the funeral.
Yeah. 80 years old. Stole the guy's gal, huh?
Well, he was 49-year-old guy, right?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Oh, was the woman.
She was 16. It was a weird group in that hotel. I saw that on Adam 12 just the other day.
Oh, dear. I had a friend like that once. She was 82 years old or something. He was going to marry a girl about 26. And I said, gosh, don't you know that's dangerous, for heaven's sakes? You know, people die doing things like that. He said, well, if she goes, she goes. Hey, you remember an old time song called Pretty Baby? You ask me, do you? You ask me why I'm always teasing you. You hate to have me call you pretty baby. I really thought it was pleasing you, for you're just a baby to me. Your cunning little dimples and your baby stare, your baby talk and baby walk and curly hair, your baby smile makes life worthwhile. You're just as sweet as you can be. Everybody loves a baby. That's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother, too. Pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby. Might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine. Come on, Mickey. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, pretty baby, pretty baby of mine.
It's good, huh?
Okay, let's call it a halt for today, pretty baby. See you tomorrow.
From the primaries through Election Day, keep up with the weekday broadcasts of Campaign 72 here on the CBS Radio Network.
Sir, what do you think of when somebody says Howard Johnson's restaurants?
Fried clams.
Fried clams, huh? Look, what if I told you that every Friday, at all participating Howard Johnson's restaurants, you could get a heaping plate of fried tender sweet clams, French fries, and coleslaw for $1.99.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Right. Now, supposing every Friday you could also get seconds on the house.
Oh, no kidding. Fried clams, coleslaw, French fries, and seconds on the house, all for only $1.99 every Friday?
That's right.
You know what I think of when somebody says Howard Johnson?
No, what?
I think they're pretty terrific.
Howard Johnson's, Howard Johnson's. Someone you know wherever you go.
Howard Johnson's Restaurants and Motor Lodges. Someone you know wherever you go.
WBEN, Buffalo, New York.